Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
Time to take back your pastures from the parasites with Long Range, the first and only extended release dewormer that takes just one dose. One dose for up to 150 days of effective parasite control. One dose for more weight gain in your cattle and more dollars in your back pocket. So this grazing season, send parasites packing and see your animals packing on the pounds. Because while there's a lot you can do for your cattle's health, nothing has greater economic impact than relieving the parasite burden. Ask your veterinarian or Behringer Ingelheim sales representative about season-long parasite control from Long Range. Or check out thelongrangelook.com.
Federal law restricts this drug to use by or on the order of a licensed veterinarian for use in cattle only, not for use in humans or other animal species. Keep out of reach of children. Not for use in breeding bulls or in calves less than 3 months of age. Not for use in female dairy cattle 20 months of age or older, including dry dairy cows or ideal calves. Post-injection site damage such as granulomas and necrosis can occur. These reactions have disappeared without treatment. Not for intravenous or intramuscular use. Do not treat within 48 days of slaughter. Full prescribing information, visit thelongrangelook.com.
Everybody is wondering what sort of a corn crop we're going to have here in 2019, how big that corn crop may be. USDA will give us another idea of what they're thinking this coming Thursday. Ahead of that, though, we've got Extension grain market economist Dr. Kim Anderson, who says besides corn, there are some other factors out there that definitely impacting the value of our grains.
Well, the big thing's probably corn. People have been watching what's going on with the corn production. But something we haven't been paying much attention to or talking about is the value of the U.S. dollar. You go back to late June, early July, that dollar index was around 95.2. Last week, it got above 99. That's a 4% increase on the Texas Gulf. Or bring it back to Oklahoma. That's about 20 cents lower on our wheat prices because of the value of the dollar. 20 cents doesn't sound like much unless you're dealing with $3.60 to $3.65 wheat. Remember, you go back to the August WASD, the market prior to the release had the corn production at 13.2 billion. USDA came in at 13.9 billion and everybody went ballistic. How wrong USDA was. Well, Allendale came out this week with a new projection for corn production at just under 3.8 billion bushels. And you go back to August to now, the market's been trading that USDA number and looks like with the weather going the way it is, that number is going to be relatively close.
Extension grain marketing guru, Dr. Kim Anderson. Well, it's sign-up time for the 2019 commodity programs, 2019 and the 2020 marketing year as well. Enrollment open for that 2019 crop year. Farmers have until March 15th of next year, 2020, to sign up for programs in 2019. The program elections that you make right now will apply for the 2019 and the 2020 crop years. You'll either be able to select ARC County or PLC, or sign up the entire farm in the ARC individual. Now, ARC and PLC have been largely on the back burner over the last year, while USDA has been providing farmers with trade aid support under the Market Facilitation Program, or MFP. Began, of course, about a year ago now. It was initially expected to be a one-time program, but USDA reopened the program for 2019 after trade talks with China stalled this last spring. Do want to remind you that this coming Thursday, September 12th, is that next crop production and supply demand set of reports from USDA that'll give us our latest insights from Uncle Sam on the size of the corn crop and more. You've got farm news on Ron. Well, cattle producers, one of the great traditions for Superior Livestock is their annual Labor Day sale. It's Labor Day 35, the 11th and 12th of September this year, broadcast live from Fort Worth on SLA TV, that's Dish Network, satellite channel 997, and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. It'll be starting both the 11th and the 12th at 8 a.m. Central Time, 81,300 head to be sold. For details, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call 800-422-2117. And that's your farm news. Have a good day. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.